Welcome back to the program. 6:40 as we jump into the entertainment news for this morning. Oh, man. I guess you could label this as welcome to feeling old. If I were to say, all right, name the star, name the movie star that I am thinking of when I say this one word. Whoa.
Well, that could be so many.
No, only one. Whoa.
Well, it sounds like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, so it might be Phoebe Cates.
No, Keanu
out of
Reeves.
A swimming pool.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, Keanu Reeves. Okay.
Everything, every movie he's ever done, one of the lines is, whoa.
Yeah.
All right. 50. Keanu Reeves is 50 years old today.
He looks like one of the actors that has had that forehead surgery. You know, that their forehead doesn't wrinkle or what have you. That it looks like he's one of those guys.
Yeah, Mark Harmon from NCIS and One Fine Summer. 63.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Harmon, 63. Salma Hayek. Anybody want to take a guess?
Salma older than you think.
Salma Hayek is probably in her early 50s.
Yeah,
late 40s, early 50s.
55, maybe.
48.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, there you go.
She's, wow. Lennox
Lewis.
So if
she was here, I would have gotten slapped. I overshot her age by 10 years.
She would have jumped up and slapped you. She had a little thing. Lennox Lewis.
Former boxing champion.
49.
Okay.
Jimmy Connors.
60s.
62.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw is probably around 65.
Around Jimmy Connors' age. Yeah, mid-60s.
He's 66, but I'm not sure he knows it. All right, so Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg got married over the weekend near Chicago. Guests included, new kids on the block, Joey McIntyre, Donnie Wood, brothers Jordan and Jonathan Knight, plus Sherry Shepherd.
Did they get together during the reception and start singing some of the old songs?
I don't know. However, Donnie Wahlberg was not there. He sent a congratulatory video.
Wait a minute now. I thought Donnie was the one that actually got married.
No.
Marky Mark sent...
Donnie got it. Right,
yeah,
Mark
Marky
was not
Mark
there.
Was the one who wasn't
right.
there.
He sent a funky video. Oh, there's that. Joan Rivers. All right, got a little bit of an update on Joan Rivers. Unfortunately,
the news is not good there.
Yeah, her condition apparently has not improved over the weekend. Word has it, life support is an issue. The sources close to the family, quote unquote, tell the New York Daily News that doctors have begun the process of waking her from her medically induced coma. There's real concern that the part of the brain that controls motor skills has been compromised, and they're saying that she may be in a vegetative state at best or in a wheelchair. Joan's daughter, Melissa, merely said, "We are keeping our fingers crossed." I don't.
For all
think
intents
this is
and purposes,
well.
Her performing or her entertainment career is
done.
Over now, and the question is whether or not she'll, whether or not she has any kind of life ahead of her.
Right, and there's a lot of things that are going to take a factor into this. Quality of life has to be the one of the main issues. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're not alive except by the machines.
You're not alive.
You're not alive. You're gone.
Well, I was telling you that story. The back page of Time magazine this week is an essay by a guy talking about a friend of his who just passed away at the age of 109.
Yeah.
He was He was still driving. He was
He
was mad that he had to give up golf at the age of 103. He had all of his hair. He had all of his
Now
teeth.
I do hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a younger girlfriend at 109.
Well, how old was she? 99?
70-something, he was robbing the cradle.
109!
Wow.
Yeah, that's the way to go out, baby.
No, you see, I think I'm like a lot of people. I want to live as long as I can live the life that I want to live.
Right.
That I don't want to be 109, but not be able to get out of bed and have all the aches and pain. I don't want my life to be a torture to have it continue.
Yeah.
I want to live as long as I enjoy and do
Will
the
you,
things that,
exactly.
that make me
Will
me.
You end it? If that is in fact the case,
no, nope. Of course not.
Nope, that's not your place to do. God gives you life. God decides when your life is over. You don't have the right to decide. I don't want to stand before him and go, "Yeah, your plan. Hey, I had it. I'm more in control than you are." Bill Murray showed up at a minor league baseball game last Thursday night. Did some interesting Bill Murray type stuff.
Hilarity ensues.
Is this what
Bill
is this
Murray goes?
The team that he owns a piece of?
Let's find out. He took tickets at the gate. While wearing a floral print shirt and a bucket hat, then he caught the ceremonial first pitch and heave the ball into the stands. He also posed for photos with some fans. The team is the St. Paul Saints, and Bill is actually part owner.
St. Paul Saints are famous for doing off-the-wall stuff. They have a trained pig that delivers the balls to the umpires between innings.
Nice.
Yeah. Really? They don't have a ball boy or a bat boy do it. They have a trained pig that does it.
Really? How did they get one of the Kardashians to be part of the thing?
Stop it.
All right. Speaking of which, Kardashians are upset because...
they're not the only ones.
A lot of celebrities have now had their goodies displayed all over the internet.
Some hacker has stolen a bunch of nude photos of a bunch of celebrities, including Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, but someone has to explain this to me. This is...
Yes,
now we're told you don't store things on your computer or on your phone. You store things...
In the cloud.
In the cloud.
Yeah, and Apple is really upset because they're trying to be the leader of, hey, you know, trust us, the iCloud, as it's called, safe and secure, and you can do anything you want. And
this is a cloud-based hacking story.
Yes, there is a group of hackers that spent months working on getting into and hacking into the system. They got in. They discovered lots of celebrity photos that are...
Are they posted anywhere?
Yes. Yes,
they
are. Yes, they
are. In fact, internet celebrity gossiper Perez Hilton, who has millions of followers, had the Jennifer Lawrence pictures up for a while, got a cease and desist, and took it down.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
But once they're out there forever.
Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Bar Raffaelli, there are tons of pictures that, and I'm not talking just skimpy bikinis, everything. And
these are pictures that were intended for personal...
personal use? Please do not...
Moments of personal bad judgment these pictures came from, apparently.
So there's a couple things here. First of all, the FBI now is involved in investigating because this is a major hacking operation. The individual responsible for the hacking is on the run. They will find that individual. There's a group of people that are responsible. They will be brought to justice.
You think? You think they're going to catch him?
Oh, yeah, they will. But the thing of it is that the celebrities and anybody else that uploads and saves naked pictures of themselves, you understand, you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk. If you take pictures of your goodies hanging out, chances are somebody that you don't intend to see, Dems is going to see them. Last but not least, the top five movies that grossed over the weekend. A new one, As Below, As Above, So Below, made $10 million for number five. Let's Be Cops also made a little over $10 million to be in number four. If I Stay made $11 million to be in the number three slot. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles still number two with $16 million over the weekend. And Guardians of the Galaxy made $22 million to regain the first slot. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Go forth and enjoy because there's lots more tasty radio goodness coming your way.
The weather's changing in L.A., isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It is changing in L.A., though. The weather is changing. Yesterday, the iCloud started raining nude celebrities all over the time. Oh, look, it's Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, look, it's Kim Kardashian. Oh, get out of the way. Here comes Chloe. In case you haven't heard, there are nude celebrities all over the internet. Naked bodies on the internet.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Anyway, Kim Kardashian had her pictures leaked, and she's furious because she wanted to leak them herself. Kim says... Kim says the pictures were taken back in the day when she was desperate for attention. So I'm thinking, well, yesterday, maybe.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.